there were many artifacts and representations of Peterloo, which shows us how shocking and how exceptional it was. We don't have other pictures of crowd events really in this period. So there were a number of prints made to show the truth of what happened in Manchester, and you can see they used the areas of Petersfield around here. We know that from contemporary, all the various prints that we've seen were all tried to be authentic. They showed the buildings around St. Peter's Square, they showed one or two factories and the surroundings, and they were clearly trying to commemorate and fix in the historical record things that happened. We have printed accounts, but if you put them together with the visual accounts, you can see exactly what people are talking about. So there are an enormous number of newspaper reports in the National Archives. There's a lot of letters and correspondence from the magistrates to the Home Office, where people are describing what happened. But I think the visual representations are particularly important. If I had to pick one that I think is particularly good, there's one which is on the British Museum website. It's engraved by somebody called Slack, and it's a large commemorative picture. There are scrolls saying this is Manchester, the 16th of August, 1819. The buildings are numbered, so you can see where the Friends Meeting House was, where the platform, the hustings was, where the magistrates met and so on. But it shows the crowd around the platform, this vast crowd tightly around the platform, being disrupted by this surge of armed cavalry. And you can zoom in on the detail. If you get the high resolution version on the British Museum website, you can zoom in on all the tiny details. You can see there's a man running, he's lost his hat, there's a woman fallen down, they're about to be trampled by a yeomanry horse. There are people fleeing over towards the edges of the field and getting crushed and squashed at the sides. The detail is just amazing. It's the most richest representation of any crowd event we have for the period.
Wow. Would you say that's one of your favourite objects or representations of Peterloo? Do you have any others?
It would have to be. It's not exactly a representation of Peterloo, but the Middleton Peterloo banner survived. We have Samuel Bamford's wonderful account from his Passages in the Life of a Radical of how the procession from Middleton, about 6 miles north of Manchester, a handloom weaving settlement, a very radical place, processed in particularly good festive order with musicians and women and white dresses, best clothes, flags, bands of music. And they carried two flags. They carried a green flag with Parliament's annual and suffrage universal, and they carried a blue flag with unity and strength on one side, and the date 1819 was later added. I think universal suffrage on the other. I perhaps got that wrong. And we know that the green flag, like all the flags and banners at Peterloo, was attacked by the yeomanry after Henry Hunt was arrested. The yeomanry seized the flags as military trophies. They shredded some of them. The green flag was seen by Samuel Bamford and torn in pieces and pinned to the yeomanry's clothes as souvenirs. But somehow they managed to hold on to this blue flag.
Wow.
We now think it was the green flag because it's faded to green, but it was blue. And somewhere near the Friends Meeting House, they carried it away to try and guard it. We know the name of the man who was holding it, Thomas Redford, whose shoulder blade was split by a sword, and he later sued the yeomanry for compensation, but failed. And somehow they managed to hang on to that flag. The story is that it was rolled up by a young woman, stuffed underneath her bustle. Because it was very fine, locally woven silk, it would fit. She carried it away from the field, and then it was reassembled, and they marched away from St. Peter's Field with it back into Middleton in triumph. It was preserved in Middleton, and we still have it 200 years later. It's the world's oldest political banner. We have older banners that say we are the society of so-and-so, or regimental banners, but it's the oldest banner that's made for a demo with a slogan.
Amazing.
It's a wonderful thing. It's like a holy relic, and we hope to see it out again in public in 2019.